Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Small House Farm is the owner of that business, Ben Cohen. How are you today, Ben?
Wonderful, Kevin. How are you today?
Good. Glad to have you on the show. You are going to be doing a presentation on Monday called Drop, Swap, Grow, Building a Sustainable Seed Community. And we'll talk about what you're going to talk about there. But first, tell us a little bit about what Small House Farm is all about, Ben.
Well, Small House Farm is a little homestead business that my wife and I run out of Sanford, Michigan. Mm-hmm. It's essentially what we do is we cold press oil from various seeds and nuts, sunflower seeds, sesame, flax seed, etc. And then we craft those oils into a variety of different herbal products from herbs that we grow right on the homestead or that I gather from the wild from the woods and fields from around the homestead area.
Oh, very nice. All right. Now, is it located right there in Sanford, or are you online in terms of people wanting to check out your products?
Well, we are online as well. A number of people, we actually sell products all over the country, and they can find that if they're interested in learning more at our website, which is smallhousefarm.com.
All right. Now, you're going to be, I'm sure, talking about what we just got done talking about on Monday night at 6:30 in Augray, how people can do the same kind of thing.
Well, what we're really going to be focusing on Monday there at the library is a new seed library program that they're opening right there for the public, which is something I'm very, very excited about. And I'm really looking forward to have the opportunity to talk to folks about what a seed library is, first of all, and then how they can participate in it as well.
All right. Heirloom seed activist and educator. Heirloom seeds, different from what we're talking about when we're talking about going to the store and buying seeds. Is there a difference there?
There really is, Kevin. Now, a lot of the things that we're buying at the grocery store are hybridized vegetables. Mm-hmm. And what those are really essentially is when they take two species of plant and cross them to make a third variety. And those are wonderful for things that we have in the grocery store specifically because, we're breeding a lot of plants for storability, transportation, things that are going to keep well on the shelf, which is all fine and dandy. But what we like about the heirloom varieties is the flavor. Right. These old varieties, an heirloom essentially by definition is the seed that has been saved and passed down for 50 years or more.
So
we're talking some old varieties, something that grandma might have grown.
I see.
It's just the tastiest stuff. So we're going to talk to folks about how they can save those seeds from the things that they're growing in their gardens and not only have them for themselves, but to share them with their community as well.
Boy, that makes sense. There's a lot of people who grow gardens. They don't even think about keeping the seeds, and passing them down, especially if what they're growing is very tasty, as you mentioned, and very natural. So it's a great idea. And you're going to be talking about that. You're going to be at the Augray Community Library, 230 North Mackinac in Augray. And that's going to be this coming Monday night, September 18th at 6:30 p.m. And you know of what you speak because you've done this in the past with other organizations, haven't you?
We have actually helped to open over 24 seed libraries right here in the state of Michigan in the past couple of years. Michigan is in the running for the state with the most seed library program. So that's very exciting. And I've also had the opportunity to talk about seeds and seed sharing and these type of programs all over the Midwest, Kevin. I travel, a majority of my schedule in the spring and fall is actually traveling around helping people get a little more educated about what they could do with the seeds from their garden.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, we talked about heirloom seeds and passing them down, but the Drop, Swap, and Grow program is a way for people who may have seeds for one thing to trade and to swap and to intermingle with other people who have the same kind of things.
And that's really what we're hoping to see happen.
Yeah.
We'd like to get a lot of folks engaged, get them out there, bringing some seeds that they might have, sharing them with their friends, sharing them with the community, maybe meeting some of their neighbors they haven't had a chance to meet yet, and picking up some new varieties to take home and try in their gardens next year as well.
Very good. Now, do people need to bring some seeds in with them on Monday night? Are you going to start things off that way? Do they need to bring in maybe some of the seeds from their garden? How's it going to work on Monday night, or is it just strictly a presentation?
Well, you know what? It's a presentation. If people have seeds that they want to bring, they are more than welcome to bring them. I will have so many seeds to share as well when people get there. More seeds than I need, and I'm looking to share them. But if people have seeds that they want to bring, they are certainly welcome to do so, but there is no obligation. If you have no seeds, even if you've never even gardened before, I want you to come out, learn about some new things, and I will send you home with seeds.
Very good. It is free and open to the public. It's called Drop, Swap, Grow, Building a Sustainable Seed Community. It's Monday night, 6:30 at the Augray Community Library there on North Mackinac in Augray. And you can learn more by calling the Iosco-Aranac District Library at 362-2651 or visiting iosco-aranaclibrary.org or just come on out Monday night. Ben Cohen from Small House Farm, he's going to be the presenter on Monday night. Ben, pleasure talking to you, and I love the the idea behind this, and hopefully it'll get off the ground in Augray and throughout Northeast Michigan.
I hope so too, Kevin. Thank you so much for the time to talk about this.